So we're talking about the din of Shlichus Yad. Oh, the pamphlets are in, should be there in the open closet on the top shelf there. No, it's in the next one, in the next closet. So we're talking about the sugya of Shlichus Yad, which is Siman Reish Tzadi Beis. I want to go fast today. I want to give it a little overview, okay, so we can cover some of the ground. Again, the idea is, I titled the shiur, the violation of being a shomer. When you're a shomer, you're obligated to be careful how you're watching the items that they're giving you. Someone's giving you something to watch, you have to be careful how you're watching it. The minute that you use it for yourself, which is not the way it was intended for you to watch, and you're using it for yourself, you become a goslin. You become a goslin on the entire thing. And we said, more or less, there are three ways that can happen. One is, stamazo, you taka stole it. You had in mind to take the entire thing for yourself and keep it and not give it back to the owner. So you're straight up a goslin. Number two is, you had in mind to take it and use some of it and return the rest. So we set an example, you were watching a guy's bottle, you brought it to a, one mahalach is, you just picked it up, adas to drink it, and you're done. Number two is, you picked it up and you made a kinyan. Al das, you were going to make a few l'chaims and put the rest down. And look, I'll pay him for whatever, you know, I took a third of the bottle, I'll pay him for that third. But the other two thirds is you know, I'm still a shomer on it. And then on the way to the simcha, the whole thing cracked and it's a couple $100 bottle. You have to pay him back the entire thing, not just what you stole. Not just the part that you meant to steal, which is a third of the bottle, but you became a goslin on the entire thing. And the third case is, you became a shoyel shaloi midas, which means you intended on giving the entire thing back, but you took it al das to use it, and then put it back. So that wouldn't be a good example by a case of a bottle. The Gemara's case is, you took a barrel of wine, and instead of drinking from it, your das was to bring it outside and sit on, use that as a ladder. You took the bottle outside, you're going to climb on it, go on top of the roof, do what you got to do, and then put it back. So you never were going to take any of the wine, but you were misusing the barrel. They're also your shol shol midas, your ashoyel shaloi midas. You're borrowing it without the proper rishus, and you're also a goslin. In all of those cases, you become a goslin. What's the difference between a goslin and a shoymer? So a very big difference. A shoymer is only chayiv if he's negligent. A goslin is chayiv anointzim. What? What?
How about credit purposes?
Meaning, let's say you took cash?
No, let's say, you know, you're establishing credit with the company and say, you know what, I have 500 barrels of wine, you can trust me, and the next month you say, you know what, I have 1,000 barrels of wine, all these wines are actually not yours.
But this
is
right. If you never made a kinyan on it, and you just showed it to him, then you didn't steal from the guy that gave you the barrels. You're not a goslin from him. You're a goslin from the guy that gave you the loan. You're a goslin from the guy that gave you the loan. Because he only gave you the loan, al-das, that you had wine, and you don't. So you're stomach on him, but you're not a goslin from him. You're a goslin from him, right? You deceived the, Now, next week, that's what I want to move through to get to Siv Zayin. Next week, we're going to talk about money. Someone gives you money to watch. That's a very interesting sugya. Are you allowed to now borrow the money, use the money, you know, whatever. I have money in an account somewhere. I just don't want to take it out now. But this is cash. So what does he care if I use it and I'll pay him back with other cash? Does he really care that he wants me to have dafka these dollar bills? Right? So when it comes to cash, we have to see how that works. Cash, someone gave you money to borrow, right? Okay, you bring this $10,000 cash with you to Israel, right? Right? So, Maisim B'chol Yom that people ask. I don't know if it's Maisim B'chol Yom people do it, but now on the way, what are you allowed to do with that money? What are you allowed to do with that money on the way? Right? Are you allowed to use it? We'll learn that. Hopefully, we'll get to that next week. What's your question?
What about a non-consumable? You're watching somebody's toolbox.
Right,
and
so.
When you took the tools, you had no intention to use it.
Nor right to.
All of a sudden, you need a specific tool. You don't have it. You look at the toolbox. He has it. You use it. Put it back. Is that being a goslin?
So that's a shol shel midas. You became a goslin. You became a goslin by doing that. But it's the third category, and not the first two. Right? The first two categories are that you're actually making him lose something. Either you're taking the entire barrel, or you're going to drink two l'chaims. So he's losing something. You become a gazlan on the entire thing. This is a different type of gazlan. It's called a shoyel shelo midas. You're borrowing something without his das. And even though you started off as a shoyimer, you become a gazlan. We're going to see now in the Ramah that there's a difference between the two types of gazlan. The shach asks on that. That there's no difference, and we're going to see a nice yishuv from the Pesachei Tshuva to answer the question if there is a difference or no difference, okay? That's the setup right now that we're talking about. So these are the three types of gazlan. So let's look at Siv Beis, which in your pamphlet is on page 24. No, I'm sorry, no, it's not. It's on page 40, Sif Aleph. So it's on page 44. Let's just say from there. We'll start from the beginning. Eina nifkad reshai lishloach yad bepikadon. You're not allowed to use a pikadon. Vim shalach boyad, and if you did, afilo eina mechavin the goyz loy, even if you're not planning to steal it. Ela lehishtamish boy, but to use it, come labor shuse, it becomes in your under your jurisdiction completely. V'chayv bo'insim, and now you're chayv, anything happens to it. Avo b'shadayin lo nishtamish boy, even if you didn't end up using it, but the kinyan made you into a gazlan. D'shlichus yad ein atzucha chisarin, you don't actually have to use it. Rakshi yak bihena k'dei lishtamish boy, but the minute you took it with the intention to use it, you become a gazlan. K'dei lishtamish boy, b'tash b'shem achasrei, oz chayv k'ilu chisrei, avol imig bia. This is your case, Shmuel. In Migbia Las is by Tashma Sha'ina Machasu. You picked it up to take something, a use which doesn't is not machaserit. Doesn't consume it. Good. Ainu chayiv mishasabo. You're not chayiv on that item just because you picked it up. I took the hammer. I'm about to use it. So if you would have taken the bottle of schnapps, Aldas to drink 2 ounces, you're already a ganiv, even if you didn't end up drinking the 2 ounces. Because you picked it up. But the hammer is different. You picked up the hammer, aldas to use it, you only become a gazlan when you use it. So this is one difference, is if your gzela was you were actually going to consume it, then you become a gazlan from the time you took it, aldas, to consume it. But if your das was to use it, then you only become a gazlan when you use it. But then the Ramos has a very interesting difference. So this guy's right now, he's up a creek. Because once you took this bottle, right? There's some very expensive bottles out there, right? So some of our friends have some of them, right? So there's some very expensive stuff out there. You took it, you couldn't haltzachain, you had this big simcha, you made a l'chaim with this guy's bottle, and you're like, look, you made a cheshbon, 2 l'chaims I can afford. I'll pay this guy back his 2 l'chaims. You now are chayv and oinsim on the whole bottle. If anything ever happens to that bottle, right, even if you weren't negligent, you have to pay back for the whole bottle. So how do you undo this problem now? How do you undo this? You're a gazlan now. You don't want to be a gazlan anymore. A gazlan has a lot of achrayas on the item. So how do you become unganav? How do you undo your gzela now?
Buy a new bottle.
If you could buy a new bottle, then you wouldn't be taking his. You obviously, how do you undo this gzela? How do you undo it? The answer is you have to return to him the rest of the bottle. Pay for what you took, but you return to him the rest of it. But he's not here. If he would be here, he wouldn't be giving you the bottle. He went off somewhere, right? He's traveling. So he's out of town.
But he's going to come back.
When he comes back, I don't want this achrayis until he comes back. So I would say, fine, just put it back to the closet where it was. Go back, just put it back in the closet. The answer is no, because once you're a gazlan, there's a much more strict rules on how you return something. A gazlan, if you stole something from someone, right? You go into the house, you went and you stole their watch. Now you do, okay, tshuva, whatever, or either tshuva or you already went to the event that you were trying to impress the people at. So you already can, you don't mind anymore. So now you go ahead and you know what? I'm going to go back in the middle of the night and put back the watch. That's not called returning it. Returning it has to be al das the bailim. You have to tell the owner I'm putting it back. So here, you became a gazlan on the barrel, or you became a gazlan on the tools, let's say. So how do you return it? You have to actually tell the owner.
So you tell him that's fine?
If you tell him, and then he says fine, But I would imagine if you tell him, he's going to say, well, then give it to find a good shomer. I don't trust you anymore.
You have to tell him that you stole it, or just tell him you returned it?
Well, what are you telling me exactly? Oh, by the way, just give you an update. Your bottle is safe and sound in the closet.
Exactly.
You know, it happens to be the night after my daughter's fart, but I'm just letting you know that the bottle's safe and sound. You know?
So,
yeah, so far, we're saying that there's three types of shemushim. Total gzela, amnas l'shloach bayad, like 2 ounces of the bottle. And then there's Shmuel's case, which is no, you're not consuming it, you're just using it.
What if I just want people to, in his case with the hammer, I just want people to think I'm handy, so you put a hammer on it.
No, so I don't think that that's, that may not be a problem. Because you're not really...
I just want people coming to my party to think I have money, so I take the bottle and I put it on, look at the bottle.
I mean, stomach, that's okay. If you lift it in your house, if you took it out of the house, you made a mashicha, maybe that's a problem. What?
Because you were machasri.
Right. Right. So this is a chiddush of the shach. So look at the shach. The shach says,
"V'im." Throw my meaning. Forget about shmir. Someone steals something and then returns it, and the person never knew that he stole it and returned it.
We're passing like Rabbi Akiva that a gzela requires das bailim to return it. It's machlik is Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. We passing like Rabbi Akiva.
Self required as well. Did
yeah.
Know that it was stolen.
No. Gzela doesn't, but returning does. You have to. The bailim has to know this back in his rishos. So. Look at the Ramon, page 46. It's in the middle of the page. The Ramon. Once you return it to the place, Chazar liyos dinai kishomer. You're back to being a shomer. You're safe and sound. Now you're not a gazan anymore. Because you just borrowed it, like Shmuel's case. I just took the hammer. I used it. Now I want to put it back. So. Oh, just put it back. So you see that this is long shach on the side? So the shach goes on and on and on saying this is a very shver amah. Because that's not the halacha. The halacha is you can't just put it back and say, I'm not a gazlan anymore. Once you became a gazlan, you have to put it back with his das. You have to tell him the whole story. You can't just use the hammer and put it back and be like nothing happened. So the shach, if you look at this long shach on the bottom, the last line of this shach is aleph. He says, Hilkach, therefore, Kozman she'en lenu yishuv barer, if I can't understand the Ramah, ein bonu koyach lufsoi kedivri erav bezeh shu neged ha-shas. We cannot pass him like this Ramah, it's keneged the shas. So the Shach Mamash goes on and on to argue on this Ramah. So according to this, it comes out that if you did this and you violated your Shmira, comes out, you can't go back to being a Shomer unless you tell the owner, and then you tell him and you say, by the way, I'm putting it back. So this is very, very big deal because what happens is a guy goes away for the summer. Your case, he has stuff. He has his backyard stuff. He doesn't want to leave it in his backyard. He has his kid's bike or something, whatever. He has something, and then you know you went and used it once without asking him. Now you're a gazlan, and now anything happens to that, you're a chray on it. Possibly even a change in value. It's a very high level of responsibility. So you became a gazan, and the only way to undo that is telling him, by the way, I used it, but I put it back. Don't worry, it's fine.
And if you didn't tell him, then you become chayev
v'noinsa. Yeah, you're still chayev v'noinsa. Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
If you're a shomer sofer, you take his money, that's also getting money.
Well, we're talking about money.
You're not a shomer anymore.
Right, we're talking about money next week.
I'm talking about use the bike, you're right? Or he's asking you to watch the bike, use the bike, you're a ganav now, right?
You're even if you're a shomer sofer, yeah.
Right? But now you're out of the halachas.
Right, now you're gazlan.
Right, you're gazlan. Then he comes out and says, thanks for watching my bike. Here's $100. Oh. You're gone for taking the $100.
Right, probably you're gone for taking the $100. Right.
Are you allowed to put your shmira, just tell him that, like, because like at this point, I can tell him, listen, I don't want to watch it anymore. If you want to let me watch it, then.
And you don't have to want to watch it, you're gazlan. You have a chiyav hashava.
I could quit my shmira, call him up and tell him, I don't want to be a shmira anymore.
I'm not a shomer, you're a gazlan. How are you undoing your gzela? You stole this thing, and you have to do v'heshevis gzela. If you don't do v'heshevis gzela, you have to pay the whole bottle. It's very chomer. Means this is again. Now, this is one of those things, by the way, that it doesn't help to say. Like one of our things that we learned this whole Zman is that the main thing that we learned from this whole learning of Shomer is that when you borrow something, say, I'm not a Shomer. But for this, it won't help. Because even if you're not a Shomer, if you stole it. Right. You know, it's like, I'm a shomer, I don't want to be a gazlan. I'm saying...
Well,
no, the chiddush would be you're not a gazlan on the whole thing, could be. Right. Now, now.
If I return it because I needed it for a short time, then I pick up a new one at the store, I return a brand new one to him, right. And I'm out of the box of gazlan
also. Right, right.
So there are other ways, without having to tell him.
Yeah.
I just get another one.
Why? He wouldn't be...
Yeah, but in the meantime, the chayv anoitzen,
why is that?
That you...
No, you can't buy a new one and replace it. You have to tell him.
Same thing. It's the same exact thing.
You have to tell him. You have to tell him. The chiyuv hashava by gzela is requires das bailam.
Right, that's if you're returning the same bottle.
Kal v'chomer if it's a different bottle.
It's the same everything. Because you're returning. No, because you said the difference was.
No, even the hammer. I took the hammer. I used it, but I want to put it back. I have to tell him. That's the halacha. We passing like Rabbi Akiva that gzela requires das bailam for hashava.
So even like the case of the liquor, which said even if you just lift it up, it's even.
Well, lift it. No, so not really, out, not really. No. Lifting it up with no use, no das to use it.
No, you take it out and whatever. Okay, you have das to use. You bring it to your party, whatever it is. You take it out. So if I return with a different bottle, in other words, the same exact bottle, but it's not that bottle.
I understand, but even forget the different or exact same. The point is that that in order to undo a gzela, you need to tell the owner that you're putting it back. So now, and I'll tell you why. Very simple reason, okay? The Pesachei Tshuva explains the reason for this. It's very simple. The reason is that normally you could say, well, I'm the shomer. Right now, I'm acting on behalf of the owner when it comes to this bottle. So therefore, why can't I just be b'charike? Why can't I just be b'makom, the owner? And I'm accepting it on behalf of the owner. I'm in charge of this bottle. And therefore, if I go ahead now and accept the bottle on behalf of the owner, so it's like I'm accepting it on behalf of the owner. So what's wrong? Well, why do I have to tell the owner? The answer is because you violated your shmira. The owner doesn't want you to be his shomer anymore. Once you violated his shmira, then you can't be the guy that's accepting it on his behalf. Okay? Therefore, says the Pesachei Tshuva in answer to the Shach, to the Rama. The Rama says a very strange halach. He says, if you took it al das to steal it, you're a gazan, you have to tell the owner. If you took it al das to steal even 2 ounces, you're a gazan on the whole bottle, you have to tell the owner. But if you took it al das to use the hammer, you're also a gazan. Oh, there you could put it back. Why? You're a gazan. So the Pesachei Tshuva explains that the answer is like this. We're talking about a case that he left you the whole toolbox. You picked up the whole toolbox, aldas only to use the hammer. So he says, you're still a shomer on the tool, on the rest of the toolbox. Since you're still a shomer on the rest of the toolbox, then it comes out that the owner does still trust you. He still trusts you on this toolbox.
We're making up whether or not you trust him.
Well, that's not
what's going on.
Right. But the idea is that once you're gazlan, we can't assume that you're acting on his behalf anymore. But in the case where you're still a shomer on part, so now I am acting on his behalf. Once I'm acting on his behalf, I can accept back the hammer on his behalf also.
Because if he's not giving me the hammer, why would you give him the wrench?
Because I am. I doesn't want it to be on. Because I have no chivonim on the wrench, so why I shouldn't be a shomer? He wants me to be a shomer, right?
I'm not sure how to.
What do you want? This toolbox is in my jurisdiction.
Right. Well, I'm not giving the das.
What?
If your wife gave me the das. The das is if you would know about the hammer, you wouldn't agree to the other stuff. So it doesn't.
Forget knowing. The point is that once you become a gazlan.
I took one.
Forget. Right. Leave das. Leave the word das out of it. Leave the word das out of it.
If was stolen, you would ask the guy, do you want to be a shomer? He said, of course I want to be a shomer. So.
No. So
you would have known?
So leave das out of it. The bottom line is once you're a gazlan, you're not acting on his behalf anymore. Acting on your own behalf. But once I'm if I'm still a shomer on part of it, so now I am acting on his behalf for the part where it came from, which is the hammer, which is the toolbox. And once I'm still a shomer on the toolbox, then returning it to the toolbox is considered returning it to the owner, because the guy with the toolbox, I am still a shomer, and therefore I can accept the hammer back into the toolbox on behalf of the owner.
That's what the
Pesachei Tshuva wants to answer for the Rama. So again, let's just chazer over this and ask the question. There's 3 ways to become a gazlan. Take the whole thing away from the owner, take part of it from the owner, or just using it even without consuming it. So the halacha in all these cases is that once you become a gazlan, you cannot just put it back in the closet and be safe. You have to redo your whole shmira. You have to tell the owner, listen, owner, I stole it, I'm going to put it back. Are you okay with that? Yeah, I'm okay with that. And then become a shomer again, and now I'm a shomer again. If the Ramah, according to the Pesach Tshuva, is saying one point, that if you never became a gazan on all of it, you only became a gazan on the hammer, but you're still a shomer for him on something else, then since you still have a shame shomer for him, then you could accept even the hammer back for on behalf of the owner, and you can reestablish your shmira that way. Again, this is a big chiddush. The Shach argues on this whole thing, but this is the chiddush that the Pesach Tshuva wants to explain to be miyashiv the Ramah. Okay, now
realistically, if a guy's a shomer sucker and he steals the object and then he puts it back, he sends a message to the owner that he put it back. So I'll say it's fine. Redoing the shmirah, he never said he was okay with the marshmits. So now that it's kinevah aveda, it gets stolen.
He could be only shomer chinam, but then he's assuming.
Not at all. No.
You're returning it is when you tell the owner, I stole it, but I'm going to return it back. The reason he's okay with that is because
he might not be okay with that. I don't know. I sent him a message.
Well, if he's not okay with it, then it doesn't work. The point.
Zayla works.
Because why? You can't tell. Hold on. If you steal something. Okay, then you drop it off in middle of the circle, right in the middle of 175th Street and 10th Avenue. I take the item, I put it right in the middle of the circle, and I text him, by the way, your item is over there. Oh, is Mekayim Heshev Zegzela? No. Heshev Zegzela only works. Only. It's only where you left it if I'm a Shomer. I left it for just Shomer. I didn't leave it in your house as Stam, so it has to be that you're reestablishing the Shmira, although it's not back where I left it. I left it in a shomer dika place, not in a place without a shomer. So therefore, it's only considered that the Bailo accepted it.
So
now that's what Poskim
say,
Clark.
Simply say, no, I'm not Makabal. You have to give it back to me in 2 years when I come back. You have to give it back to me until now.
He could say that. Why are you having so much Rachmanos on the shomer? The guy stole it.
Because then we're okay. Not giving him an avenue to return it.
What?
We're not giving him an avenue to return it.
It's always like that. If you steal something, then it's on you. Yelech achar afilu madai, right? The Gemara says it's on you. It's on you.
Don't steal things.
So
you can't do the time. Don't do the crime.
Okay.
It's the guy who's coming admitting that he stole something. We're telling him don't admit it, basically.
Well,
if it gets stolen, I have nothing to do with this. It got stolen. It's done. It was onus. Because it was onus. A tree fell on the house.
You're right. But guess what? When a person comes to Bezin and says it was onus, we make him make a shavua that he wasn't shalach yad. That's one of the shavuas. It's one of the things we have to verify. There was no shalichas yad. Okay. Just to compare this halacha, I want to go to Sivav, which is on page 49. Just you'll see what we're talking about. It says beferish this thing in Sivav. It says a mafkin chavis etzal chaveroi. You give the barrel of wine to your friend. Bein sheyichdu loy ma bayle makim. Bein shelo yichdu loy a bayle makim. Whether the owner was specified a place or not. I mean, sometimes maybe the owner will come. Maybe the owner will come and say. Maybe the owner will come and say when he. The owner of the item, when he asked you to be shomer it, he could have been asked you to be shomer it in a specific place or a non-specific place. You have a wine cellar in your house. So I told you to keep it in your wine cellar, or I just told you, stamazai, wherever you want to keep it. V'tiltala l'tzarkai, and the shomer moved it around for his own benefit. V'nishbara, and it broke. Bein kaidim shechazir alam kaima. Whether it broke before he put it back, or even if acha shechazir alam kaima, even after he put it back, chayiv l'shalim. He has to pay. Because again, like we're saying, you become a gazan. Once you're a gazan, you have to pay no matter what. V'im tiltala l'tzarka. Bein shenishbra mitoch yodim, mit shenishbra mishinich b'makom acher pat. If you moved it for the benefit of the barrel, that's different. Because the barrel was getting sunny, it wasn't a good spot, I had to move it, that's okay. Okay? Tiltal al tzarech makoima chayiv bepshia upotter ba'insim. What happens if you moved it in between? You weren't going to use it, but it's not for the benefit of the barrel. You moved it because that space doesn't work for you anymore. So you just moved it to another space. So then it seems like that's not called Shlichus Yad, and you're Potter. Okay. Okay, but anyway, same point I'm just saying is that this idea that once you become a Shlech Yad, you cannot get away with returning it to that space, which ends up being a Davar Chomer. Okay? Now, Sif Beis. Let's go to page 47. Similar idea. Hita sachavis v'natum imen revias v'nishbra in a chayv elaber revias kivin shlahi gbiya. The whole thing starts when you made a kinyan on it. So you have to pick it up, which is a kinyan. Now you brought it into your shus al das to use part of it. Then you're chayv on the whole thing like a gazan. But let's say you did a chap thing. I don't want to make a kinyan. So what do? You go to the cupboard, whatever. It's on the shelf, and you tilt the barrel. You pour out a cup and you put it back. You never made a kinyan on the barrel. So you're chayiv on the 2 ounces you stole, but you're not chayiv on the rest of the barrel, because you never made a kinyan on the whole barrel. Okay? Aval migbiya kedeli tomi men revias. If you picked it up, chayiv afilu lenotal, you're chayiv right away, like we said. Migbiya sakis li tomi men adina v'kiyotzi b'kis midvarm she'inam kufa'achad or is a safik im nischayiv b'chol kis or lo nischayiv. The person will have a whole discussion. At what point do you become, when you took a barrel and you took 2 ounces, at what point do you become chayv on the rest? Is it only by something which there's some sort of, we look at it like one unit. But like your case, let's say you have a toolbox. And the items in the toolbox have no shaykhis to each other. And you picked up the whole toolbox just to use the hammer. Do you become a gazan on the whole toolbox now? Or just the hammer? Because really the rest of the toolbox has nothing to do with the hammer. By a barrel, we don't distinguish. It's one barrel and you became a gazan on the barrel. But in the toolbox is a suffix. Okay, fine. I don't want to focus on that too much right now, but that's a question. Okay, in Sif Gimel we point out a point, which is on a case of a barrel there's a whole nother slew of the whole nother issue, which is that a barrel has a much longer life shelf life before you open it than after you open it. So if you opened the barrel and took out 2 ounces, then even if you didn't make a kinyan, the minute you open it, if he comes back and it's spoiled, then summons that you were mamash amazik. Forget the whole shmira, forget everything. Summons that you opened the barrel and you caused it to spoil, no matter how much you took. So it's pretty obvious halacha. What?
Bottle of wine.
Right.
You take a little off the top to aerate it, and then you let it sit for a little bit. So you open up a barrel and you take a little bit off, and it starts to aerate the process, which means it starts over time. The clock is ticking.
The clock is ticking now. Right. Now he comes back, he loses his barrel, then you mazik him straight up. So therefore, it's obvious that in a case where whatever you did caused long-term damage to the item, it's obvious that you you have to pay, and that's not midine shmira, that's midine mazik, which is relatively obvious.
Ornis happened to it.
What?
Ornis happened to it before you came back.
What did
I damage
it? No, so you want to know if an ornis happened before it was hechmitza?
Before Chmitz also, but
no, if it's no, but once it's Chmitz, you're mazikim.
Right. He didn't lose anything.
What?
He didn't lose anything.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You're mazikim. No, the second you're mazik a guy, you don't say you can't go spill out all of his wine, but then say, well, listen, Lamaisa, my whole apartment got destroyed.
That was the case with the coconut that fell off the
right.
The
right. No, once you're mazik, you have to pay for the hezek. So, if I hear your case in a case where the clock started ticking, it didn't. It would have spoiled.
You say already the value of the wine is diminished now. You can't sell it. Market value is lower.
Right, it could be. I don't know what the market was. I mean, you would have to sell. You can't sell wholesale. You have to sell to a retailer. In other words, the way you would sell it would be a different type of use. Okay, Sif Dalet is a fascinating sif. Sif Dalet and Hay. Do we have time today for it? Yeah.
Do you think we're doing the market value of the day that you took it, even though you wasn't selling for another 2 weeks and living less?
So market value after the whole sugya. When you're shaleach yad, do you pay for the old value, the new value, the future value? That's a sugya, which I think we'll get to, but it's not this week. A sif dalet and hay is an unbelievable sif. The Gemara says that we learn all these halachs from a pasuk called Devar Pesha. So the Gemara is a Havamina that if you said in front of Edim that you're going to be Shaleach Yad, You're chayiv already from the time that you said it. Right? So this is an unbelievable halacha. So you said to somebody that you're going to shalach yad, you're chayiv for that? Look at Siv Dalet, page 47, last line in the Mechaber. Omar Shiroitz, Omar, he said, Shiroitz el ishloach yad bifikadin, einoi chayiv, avo bishoimer came bifnei edim. What's the havabi? You say, if I tell everyone in this room that right after this shir, I'm going to steal someone's car, so you have to tell me a sif in Shulchan Aruch that if I didn't, I'm potter? I mean, what's the havamina? Why would I think that because I said it, I'm chayiv? So I think the answer is because the bottom line of shaleach yad is, I think this is the yisoid that we have to remember. The bottom line of shaleach yad is, this whole idea is that you violated the trust of the owner, and the owner doesn't want you to be his shliach anymore. You're no longer acting on behalf of the owner as a shomer. A shomer is a trustworthy guy, and you're acting on behalf of the owner. By being shliach yad and taking it for yourself, the Torah understands that you're no longer trustworthy. You're no longer acting on behalf of the owner. So your whole shmira is in question. You're not a shomer anymore unless you reenact it, reinstate it. So maybe there will be a havamina that alone that you said in front of Adam, hey, there's two guys in your house, two Adam, oh, this is my friend's making a big vart tonight, I'm going to take this bottle. At that point right away, you become a goslin. Because at that point right away, it's in your rishus. Why is it in your rishus? It's in your rishus because you want it, not because you're watching it for him anymore. You're already violating the terms of the shmira, possibly in the havamina. It's only a havamina. But you're violating the terms of the Shmira by that alone, that you're not holding it on his behalf. You're holding it for yourself now. You just didn't get around to it yet. But
do it when you decide it, not when you told you that.
Well, it could be, but if you decide, then Tosfos deals with that actually at the end of a mafkid. Because in a lot of times in the Torah, even though the Ikar is the Machshava, but it was only chayv by Dibur. So Tosfos talks about, let's say, Pigel. If you shecht a carbon with Das to eat at the wrong time. So it's chayv karis. So do you have to say it or you think it? So Tosfos deals with that issue. It's the last Tosfos in Hamafkin. It says, Hach machshava, the lashon of the Mishnah is, hachoyshev lishloach yad. Now Tosfos says, choyshev means dibur. Because it's always like that. Machshev is pigel nami. But you're right. Basically, the dibur is a way to bring out what you're thinking. So the havamina was, which I think is a great pshat, is that the minute you already are saying publicly, you're not interested, you're willing to steal it for yourself, then you've violated the trust of the Shmira, and now it's in your house. It's not, you're not acting on behalf of the owner anymore, you're acting on your own behalf. So maybe already now you're Shlach Yad. It's like Gemara, no, you're not. Kamash Malon, that you're not. But there would be such a Havamina like that. So enough that the Shulchan Aruch has to say that it's not called Gzela. If I announce in this room I'm going to steal a car, I have no shaykhis to that car to become a gazlan on it until I steal it. But here, the item's in my house. The item's in my house. I already took it from the owner. Just what makes me not a gazlan is that I'm holding it on his behalf. But if I'm not holding it on his behalf, I'm holding it for myself, maybe that I can become a gazlan. And that's the chiddush that you're not. Now, Sif Hei is a whole nother issue, a whole nother thing, which is that is the Olam aware, familiar. I'll introduce the concept today. Maybe we'll just, it's a geshmak concept, so we'll deal with it next week also. But the Olam knows the rule. Ein shliach l'dvar avera. Ein shliach l'dvar avera means I can't make a shliach to do an avera for me. If I send someone to do an avera and they do it, the shliach is chayev, not the one that sent them. The person that did the avera is chayev. There's only two exceptions in the whole Torah where if you send someone to do an avera, you're chayev. The one that sent the shliach is chayev for the avera. One of them is mi'ila, and the other one is shlichus yad, this parsha. That if you send someone to go use the barrel, you're chayev as a shliach yad. Okay, and that's the next sif. Shliach yad, because ayodoy. Oy. Okay? So even if you didn't do it yourself, you did it with a shliach, so you're not even home, and you sent someone, you say, hey, I have this great bottle in my house, go pick it up, it's in the cupboard, go bring it to the l'chaim, you become a shliach yad. You don't say, well, he stole it, not me. And that's a chiddush in Shlach Dvar Ver. Maybe we'll see more details about it next week. Okay, so that's the Sma says. We're talking about a case he didn't know. We'll talk about the details of it. But, shkoyach.